living well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Christelle, why are we talking about vaping?
So, yeah, good question. So the context is today is International Head and Neck Cancer Awareness Day. And I think of, you know, we often talk about cancer and different kind of risks associated with it. But I don't think this is a kind of cancer that we, or these kinds of cancers that we focus on often.
I will say this is the first time I've heard the phrase head and neck cancer said as a unit.
Yeah, so this has been in recent months. It's actually been in the kind of public eye here in South Africa because the actor and producer James Alexander passed away at the age of 45 earlier this year due to this very cancer, and it was the first time that I'd heard about it.
Yeah, and 45 is still relatively young to succumb to something like this. So yesterday I spoke to Dr. Johan Klüger, who is the South African representative on the International Federation of Head and Neck Oncology Societies. That is my long term for today, about some of the risk factors here, some of the things that you need to worry about. In short, he was saying that any kind of symptom that lingers for 2 weeks or longer and doesn't respond to treatment is something one needs to check out. But he also spoke about some of the lifestyle things, and this brings us to your question, Rob, in terms of vaping. So I think a lot of people have a perception that, you know, vaping is not as serious as cigarettes, for example. Dit is rarig so. In Afrikaans noem ek dink direk die korrekte term is damprook.
Ja.
Daar is risiko's daar betrokke, en in terme van hierdie tipe kankers is dit om het ewe of jy sigarette rook en of jy damprook doen, dit het dieselfde risiko. So hier verduidelik Dr. Klüger dit in sy eie woorde.
Ons beskou dit nog steeds as 'n karsinogeen, en wat belangrik is, ek dink is langstaande blootstelling.
So dit beteken as jy in jou 20s, 30s sit en met 'n vape met damprook, dit gaan jou vang in jou 50s, in jou 40s en jou 50s, en dit het dieselfde risiko as om sigarette te rook.
Ja, want
in
damp,
die context.
Damprook is nou, dit is al sekere dekade nou wat dit meer in die algemeen gedoen word, so die navorsing wat die gevolge en wat die eintlike uitkoms is aan die einde van prolonged use of it, we don't have the time to have done studies as to how harmful it actually is.
That's the thing. But if it still contains nicotine, then in terms of your head and neck cancers, you're looking at the same risks. Other risks are generally related to lifestyle. So excessive drinking, and no, a glass of wine at night is not an issue, but look at it as a basket of lifestyle issues. So smoking or vaping combined with heavy drinking, you know, all those kinds of things accumulate, and with any cancer, early detection is the key.
So you say any symptom that persists for more than 2 weeks and that isn't responding to treatment, you should go and get checked.
Well, Dr. Klüger gave a little bit of context about when essentially you should be concerned about something.
Any ulcer in the mouth, any ulcer of the, for example, the tongue or the cheek that doesn't respond on treatment, especially in the setting of smoking and alcohol usage, I think always need to be investigated.
So a sore in the mouth, an ulcer, a lump in or near the throat that is there not responding to treatment for more than 2 weeks, you would start with your GP. Because what the doctor also explained to me is there isn't a specific blood test you can do for this. Mm. It comes down to a thorough examination.
Okay, so you can't just go and be like, I want test 3.
No, unfortunately not. So your GP would be the starting point. If need be, they will refer you to a specialist, but a thorough examination is how you start, and then the lifestyle issues, including vaping.
Fair enough. Thank you. I had never heard of head and neck cancer as a term together before.
Mm.
I've learned something today. Yeah, and I think the vapes, you know, they're not good. I don't think any of these things are good. To be honest, we know this though. I'm not giving any new information here. I think deep down, if you're a vapor and you're going, oh, I don't have any of the risks that smokers do, I think you're just fooling yourself.
Can I just put a spanner in the works here?
Yeah,
please.
Sure.
It's just, and this is completely a personal opinion, is that cancer can sometimes also just come out of the blue.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
My mom is a breast cancer survivor now of 12 years that she's been in remission. And she is the healthiest person I know. She doesn't drink. She's never smoked. She was active. She was running. Everything. So cancer, there are certain lifestyle choices that can put you at an additional risk.
Yes.
But it is really something that can come as a surprise to anyone.
Yeah. So we trust you are a smart person and you know how to look after yourself. All we want to say to you is please do look after yourself.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.